Hello and welcome to the second in our series on happiness. In 1 John 1:4 we read, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." In John 13 and 17, Jesus said, "If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." We're going to try and find out what those things are and then try to do them. In our previous broadcast, we saw that happiness is a byproduct that is produced by doing something else. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4, 11 and 12, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." He said, "I have learned, I know how, I am instructed." So we need to be instructed as to how to have that peace that passes understanding, and we can have it if we follow the instructions. Instructions. If you have a smartphone, you open the box when you got that, and the first thing you find in there is some instructions on how to use it. You can get a lot out of that smartphone if you know how to do it. For instance, there's a button there that says "Wake Up Screen." Another one to open notifications. There's a button here to take a screenshot. How to restart your phone. How to open all the different apps that are on your phone. How to close them. How to open the control center so you can figure it all out. You can summon Siri and ask questions and say, "What's the weather forecast in my town today?" And it'll tell you that. You can disable or enable face identification. In other words, if you look at the thing, it'll recognize your face, and then it'll turn on automatically. Somebody else looks at it, it won't come on. Or you can turn that off if you want to just put in a code. You can push a button and tell you how to get back to the home screen on your phone and switch to another one that'll take you somewhere else. There's all kinds of things we can do with the smartphone if we follow the instructions, but we have to take the time to read the instructions. Now, the Bible, you know, God created us like someone created the cell phone and gave instructions. Bible says God created man and male and female, created he them, and he gave us detailed instructions on every aspect of life. There's instructions in the Bible about the home, a mother's role, a father's role, a husband or a wife's role. There's stuff about friendship, money. It talks about finances. Did you know that one in every six verses in the New Testament talks about money? And it also talks about contentment. 1 Timothy 6:6 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." How can we have contentment? Well, the word content is in the Bible 16 times. The word happy is in the Bible 28 times. The word blessed is in the scriptures 302 times, and a lot of those times that is translated from the word happy. So we have some instructions, and all we have to do is take the time to follow them. So where do we begin? There's a lot of places we can look at to find out how to have happiness. Psalm 119 is a good start. In verse 1, we have two instructions. It says, "Blessed," that word has been translated happy 18 times. "Blessed are," number one, "the undefiled in the way." Now that word undefiled doesn't mean no sin. It's actually been translated sincere in two other places. "Blessed are the sincere in the way." Now, that phrase, "the way," is in Psalm 119, 13 different times, and it's talking about our course in life. Happy are the sincere who take the way God wants them to in their course in life. Number two, it says they walk in the law of the Lord. Now, a walk is a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction. Walk where? In the law of the Lord. And so we have the way and we have the walk. concerning the way we read in Genesis 24:27, I being in the way the Lord led me. Acts 18:25, instructed in the way of the Lord. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Psalm 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So we need to be sincere about finding the way. Not only the way, but the walk in the law. Now that word law occurs 25 times in Psalm 119, and it has to do with instructions. Basically, doing God's will, God's way. And so if we do, what happens? Verse 1 of Psalm 119, happy, blessed are the undefiled in the way. Then we have two more instructions in verse number 2 of Psalm 119. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, number 3. Keep his testimonies. That word testimonies is found 23 times in Psalm 119, and it is a commandment given as a rule of action or conduct. Deuteronomy 4:45 says, these are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. Then again in Deuteronomy 12:28, observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee. That it may go well with thee. It's a byproduct. If we do what we're told, then the byproduct is happiness. So number one, or number three actually, is blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that guard his testimonies. And number four, that seek him with the whole heart. Isaiah 26:9 says, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, but if, did you get that little word? If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And so what's it mean? It says get up early. Turn the alarm clock back another hour, get up early, and spend some time figuring out what these four things are. If we'll do these four things, the byproduct is happiness. So we have seen, we have the undefiled or the sincere in the way, those who walk in the law of the Lord, those who keep or guard his testimonies, they that seek him with the whole heart. Happiness is a byproduct. It's not something we should seek for. It's a byproduct. A byproduct is we do something else, and the result is happiness. Ecclesiastes 2:26, for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. It's a byproduct. All we have to do is get the instructions and follow them.